Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Monday the 27th of January, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Krauss, as heard from Rabbi Falk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. As heard from Rabbi Falk, late of Gateshead.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. For those who are here and those who are perhaps tuning in from remote, I'm dedicating this year to Mayri Virabi Rapeitchel Yor Falk, Rapeitchel Yor Ben Ravom Tzvi, who has just finished the Shiva, who is very, I feel a great debt of a Koros HaTayv, because over the years I've asked him hundreds and hundreds of Shilas, and as much as he was the Rebbe of the whole of Klal Yisrael, I myself have a tremendous debt of gratitude to him for all that he helped in all various aspects. And I'm not the only one who feels that way. There are hundreds and hundreds of people who feel that way, if not thousands. So I want to say over some psokim, which I heard from him, and I'm starting from the end. Starting from the last one I heard, and then the second last one, etc. The last one I had the schus to speak to him about was the last Moitzah Shabbos of his life, 36 hours before he departed from this world. Maisa Shoya Kachoya. One of my family members was travelling from Manchester to Gateshead for Shabbos. They left 11 o'clock, Shabbos was 5 to 4, and 10 past 12 the car broke down. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened, there was Echta Halbanes, suddenly the motor stopped, and they managed, there was no other cars on the motorway, they went to the side. And I might say there was no way of getting that car back to, it was out of action, so they called a taxi. And the Maizu was getting knapped before Shabbos, very close to Shabbos. So I phoned Rabbi Falk then and asked Shabbos, till when can they travel with a Goyisha taxi driver? So he said, till Nacht is no problem. Till Nacht proper, you can let the Goy drive you, because you can tell a Goy to do a malacha, bein hashmoshes, for a tzerech mitzvah. And this is a tzerech mitzvah, not to be stranded wherever it's going to be. This is a tzerech mitzvah. Okay. The next day, it was my son-in-law, he went in to speak to Rabbi Falk, and he said to him, you should know that you're not supposed to make things so knap, so close, cut things so tight in the Erev Shabbos. And he told me, you should make sure you're always at your destination by Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. Make sure you're there at your destination by Chatzos Erev Shabbos. So my son-in-law came back to him, asked him, does that mean only in the winter or even in the summer? So he forgot to ask. Perhaps he'll ask next time. He's a nephew of Rabbi Falk. And I said, Baruch Hashem, Chabarayin Gechab, it wouldn't have been the next time. So Mr. Shabbat asked Rabbi Falk, asked him, what exactly do you mean? Summer, winter, when? So he said, Nishka Chidek. That was a massive Chiddush. I didn't find a Makoy in Halacha, and I don't think he was coming from a Halacha Makoy. He was coming more from a coming Eitza Toiva with a piece of advice. And he said, over a Maisa, he said, somebody came to the Chazanish, and he said he had a bad car accident, Baruch Hashem, he came out unscathed, everything was okay. Chazanish didn't react tremendously Baruch Hashem. And he told him, it was Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. So he said, oh, yes, versteich, now I understand. He said, what do you mean now you understand? What do you understand? He says, I can understand, why should you have, you're a tzaddik, why should you, your schusim surely should help me. They shouldn't have to undergo such a car accident with a sakona gedola. Why should you have to go through all this? He told me it's Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so now I understand. That was the Maisa Shoy, which Rav Falk told me, and from that Rav Falk came out with the Hirola Maisa that you should not travel, you should make sure you're at your destination summer and winter alike by Chatzos. And I said this over in the Shiva house, and so Rabbi Lossi Liebman said that in Gateshead alone, there have been about 5 cases in the past half a year, when people have been stuck on the motorway, all types of zachen. And it's a teva, kamash malon, it's something to bear in mind. Mishmur does speak about the inyan, but he's not so machmir. He does mention that if people are stuck, it comes to the chil Shabbos, you know, who knows what's going to happen. If a person goes to a hotel at the last minute, there's plenty of chil Shabbos in hotels, you go into electric lights, all types of things, so don't cut things fine. That's the last thing I heard from him. Another thing I asked him was, what was Friday morning that was? There were two Yidden came to me that their luggage was stuck in Amsterdam Airport, I think it was, Amsterdam. and you know, and we're going to be brought, hopefully Friday. And what happens if it gets brought on Friday night or Shabbos day? Are they allowed to use it? Is it muktzah? Are you allowed to use it? A guy has done a malacha for you. Are you allowed to be nana? If a guy does a malacha for you, perhaps you're not allowed to be nana. You can't benefit from it. So I told him what I thought, and I checked it with Rafael. And yeah, what he said was, so there's two things to take into account here. One is, the thing is, if a guy does a malacha for a yid, a guy brings something for a yid, then it's asa to be nana from it. For good, there's a malacha for the sake of it, you can't be nana. The one who he did it for, he can't benefit from it. So, l'chaira, if he brings this, whatever, these cases, mechustot, whatever it is, he's doing a malacha, he's driving his car, then he's doing oitzah, and he's doing whatever he's doing for the yid. So, l'chaira, you can't use it. However, he told me, interesting svara, he said that the driver, the van driver, he's not doing it for you, Shmelka Green, whatever his name is, this year. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for his manager. And the manager, he's the one who's doing it for you. But there's nobody actually doing it directly for you. So the malacha is not done for you, it's done for your manager.
Rabbi, don't you say he could have done it before Shabbos?
He could, yeah, but Lamaisi did it for you on Shabbos. He could, that means you're not forbidden to tell him. That's right, you haven't done anything wrong by just telling him I want my case is, because he could have brought it before Shabbos. But at the end of the day, Lemaise, he brought it on Shabbos. That seems he wasn't going with that svara, that to say that should be mutter because of that. But he did say he's not doing it for you. And I asked him the same shayla about 2 months ago, and one of the young alike asked me, he'd ordered something from the chemist. They said they'll bring it Friday. Lemaise, they brought it Friday night. The question is, allowed to use it? It wasn't chayli, it wasn't a question of illness, it was just something a bit extra. If it's illness, then you can tell a guy to do malacha for you, for a chayla. But it wasn't a chayla, it was just he wanted it. You know, there was a bit of extra, something, I don't know what it was, lozenges, I don't know exactly what it was, but in any case, he didn't have a het of chayli, so was he allowed to benefit from it? So again, I checked the rubber fact, I'm the same thing. He hasn't done it, the one who brought it is not the actual one who owns the chemist shop. He does it for the one who's in charge. And he's not done it for you. So the Maisi, these Yidden who I told them this answer on Thursday night, they themselves went to check at Rabbi Falk on Friday. So I met one of them last night. He told me, he asked Rabbi Falk, did you ever get any makor for it? And we would have said in Svara, I mean, we would have said that the one who's bringing the van driver, he's just doing it for the one, he's doing it for the one in charge. But at the end of the day, it's all the same mahalach. Perhaps you look at it as all one big action being done for me. At the end of the day, it's for me. Who says he looked at it so indirect? So he asked him if he's got any makor. He said no, but he held Al Tasi Pashit. That was his gadlus, Rabbi Falk. And he had not everything was so mafurish, but he had the Das Torah, and he could say his master smart is that's mutter. That's where that's his koyach hapsak. He had a grace of koyach of heta. He was koyach amate because he had the right approach. He worked everything through from the Makoiris, he worked it through from the Gemara, from the Poskim, and he came out with his Das Torah, and he felt that's the right, that must be that it's Mutter. Not always could he put his finger on chapter and verse, but he felt that judging from what Chazal tell us, that seems to be the Psalm. That's how he Paskim.
If the guy would have brought it specially for him, yeah, for how long would it be also for who?
It's only if it's a drabbanon, it's also for the one who's brought for till the end of Shabbos.
Only till the end of Shabbos?
Yes. And if it's a deraisa was done, then it's also for everybody.
Till the
end of Shabbos. Till the end of Shabbos.
Only until the end of Shabbos. That's all we're talking about.
The postman rings the post. The same thing. The postman doesn't ring it for you. It's the same swell the postman. He brings it for the one who's telling him.
That's right.
Yeah. There was another question which we asked him, was about tchumin. Yeah, if something comes out of the tchum, right, so in your house you're allowed to use it, no issa, but you're not allowed to bring something which came from out of the tchum and move it around in the town. Something, it's very interesting din, somebody brings you, if you have a coat, and people don't know this halacha, hilchas tchum, if you have a coat in your house, it doesn't belong to you, somebody left it, forgot it in your house, and he's out of the tchum. And you decide, you know, I'm sure he would let me use this coat. I want to go out with it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Because you can't, even though you're wearing it, wearing is only a heta in Hilchos Haitzah. But Tchumin, you don't have to take it out of town, out in the town, even though it's out of your house, You can't rent because its tchum is the owner who's far away. Unless you've borrowed it, you've asked him rishus beforehand, and you're the shoyer, you've borrowed it, you ask rishus, then it goes according to your tchum. So the shayla is this luggage, whose tchum does it go with? Does it go with the tchum of the person who in the depot where it was, or the tchum of the owner? So Rav says it goes to the tchum of the owner, which means that the yid who's in town, it goes with his tchum. So since he is in town, he's the owner and he's in this town, so even though the items were out of town, he has the allowance to do what he likes with it, because it hasn't got a different tchum. Its place is considered the place where the owner is, then you can wear it on Shabbos. You've got no problem with tchum on that cabin. Well, I discussed with Rabbi Falk, Zechayim Levracha, a week, it was Friday, must be now just over 2 weeks ago, we were sitting together at the Simcha, asked him an interesting ha'ara which was bothering me, it made it much easier for me to understand the whole Indian here. Something else totally, Simon Nun Dalad in Erechaim, the din is as follows. It says here that we know there's a din of being mafsik, bein peirut le peirut, yeah, what you're allowed to answer, bein aprokim, psukit de zimra, bechus krishma, we've all got their own set of rules. Yeah, at the back of many sidurim it's printed, the various rules and regulations, what you're allowed to, not to, various things. So it's a very interesting thing which people don't know about, which is that once you've said Baruch Hu, I'm talking about the Baruch Hu before Birchas Krishma, it's already called the Amsa HaPeirik. It's part of Krishma already. Yeah? You can't stam answer anything. Now, more than that, before Baruch Hu, once the Chazan has said Kaddish, the Kaddish before Baruch Hu also is the Hakdama, introduction to Krishna. And you may not be mafsik between the Kaddish and Baruch Hu. For example, a person hasn't said the bracha on his talis, and he's finished Yishtabach, he's with the Chazan, and suddenly the Chazan starts Kaddish, and he wants to put his talis on. Yeah, he should not make a bracha. Because that stage of once the Chazan started Kaddish, it's connected to Birchas Krishma, and it's called, it's got a din of Bein HaProkim of Birchas Krishma. Bein HaProkim is Krishma. Once the Chazan has started Kaddish, it's Bein HaProkim. That's Ramah and Simon Nun Dalit. It says as follows. V'chei misha lo hoye lo yitzitzis o tefillin, v'yibi lo bein yishtabach le Kaddish. He hasn't got yitzitzis o tefillin, and they're bringing him between yishtabach and Kaddish. Yochal anichim levorach aleihem. If the Chazan has not started Kaddish yet, he can put them on and make a bracha. Aval bein Kaddish ke Baruch Hu, lo yafsik b'shul dova. Between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, we shouldn't be mafsik for anything. Shmur is mazbe. It means from the beginning of Kaddish to Baruch Hu. And it's talking about the bracha on the talis. The bracha on tefillin, we pass, can you can make a bracha on tefillin bein aprokim of Krishna. If the person got his tefillin between yoytza oir, yes, I'm oiris and avarava, he can say the bracha on the tefillin. But he can't say bracha on the talis. So once the chazan started Kaddish, so if you're not up to there, the Talmud says, if you're in the middle of halalukas, then you don't belong to that tzibur for this respect. It hasn't yet been the haschola, the beginning of your bichas Krishna. But if you're up to where the chazan is up to, that means you've finished yishtabach, and the chazan has started Kaddish. The Rambam doesn't say started, just says bein Kaddish. Shmuel says it means in the beginning of Kaddish. It's already called bein aprokim, and you can't make a bracha on your talis. So what's bothering me was, according to this, you should not be able to say yisporach. Those who know it to say amen shmer abba yisporach should not be able to say yisporach, and brichu should not be able to say. Because Mishmur brings in Simon Samachvav that Bein HaProkim, Saloch of Bein HaProkim, between Yotzer HaMa'oret and Avarabba, he says you cannot say Berichu, and you cannot say Yisporach. So he stated in Mishmur, Simon Samachvav, Sif Kotten Tes Zayin, he says, so Sif Kotten Yud Zayin rather, he said, V'lo Yoyma Yisporach, V'yana Omen Achdamir, V'om, he can say the Omen at the Miramon, Aval Tiskabel, the Hishnom, he shouldn't say Hishonim, he shouldn't say Sporach. Obviously, he can't say Brichu, he can only say, he says, Bechol, Shein Zem Ika, he only says what's Ika Kedusha, not things which only a minute. Other things only a minute,
Ki eina elamin. Minig you can't say. So you can't say brichu. And the minig oinim is nishtazoi. That was bothering me. The minig oinim is people say brichu, yeah, on that kaddish, after, you know, just after yishtabach, before you've started baruchu, for you said baruchu, people do say brichu. So is any hetter? So Asra Bafalk, he said a gavaltik svara. He said that this din, Mishabura says, not to answer to Kaddish, is talking in the middle of Yetzal Oiris, you hear Kaddish. That Kaddish doesn't belong here. It's not its mokum. So therefore, to say Brichu is a hefsek. Mashain came. If you're talking about the Kaddish, which is like Dome to Baruchu, and you're just answering to that Kaddish, then you just tune in, as it were, you just join in to the that Kaddish. It's short, it's all part of that Kedoma. It's not called a Hefsek at all. It's just saying, it's saying the Kaddish. The fact that you're saying Brichu Yisparach is not called a separate thing. It's part of the Kaddish. It's not as if you're saying Eilachanam. If you'd want to answer Brichu to another Kaddish from another something else, Eilachanam, that would be different. But here you're answering Brichu to the Kaddish which is said as the Hakdoma to Bichus Krishma, that you can answer. And had a riot to it. Because if you want to stop being machmir and not answering Berichu or Yisparach, nobody would notice perhaps, but that's definite, the Amir Yishkadu's got a Shmei Rabbah, everybody answers. That it's got a Shmei Rabbah, that response at the beginning of the Kaddish. Now, L'choyra, Bein HaProkim, you can't answer that either. If a person's in the middle, and middle of Bichus Krishma, just finished Yitzham Oiris, and he hears Kaddish, he's lagging behind, or he's davening on his own Bichus Krishma, and the Chazan is up to just finished Shemana Esra, and he says Kaddish. Can he answer? He's got a Shmei Rabbah. Mishmur doesn't speak about it, whether he can answer that. But Mishmur is Mashma, you cannot. Mishmur only singles out a few which you can answer to. He says, Bein Shmei Rabbah, the Omen of Nechamosa, those you can answer. Mashma and Mishmur, nothing else you can answer. It's Mashma, you can't answer the Omen of his got a Shmei Rabbah. And certainly not for those who have Nusach Sfad. So that everybody answers. There's Muchach to say this Yisoy, that Rafal was telling me, that where you're a chelek of the Tzibur who are actually saying this Inyan, then the Abdi's in the middle of that Kaddish, then you belong to the Tzibur, and therefore you can say it. Well, I spoke to him about the previous occasion, was it about 2.5 weeks ago, was interesting thing about Baira. Last time I spoke here, a few months ago, I was also spoke about Baira. I don't think I mentioned this point. And this was as follows. There's a din that you're allowed to do Baira, provided you do it with the various gadorim. That means you've got to take the good from the bad. With your hand, you may not use a sieve. Biyad, miyad, oichel metoich pesayis. Now the tnai of miyad means it's got to be done immediately. What does it mean immediately? Immediately doesn't have to be right before you're doing it. If you do it at the beginning of the meal for the end of the meal, you're allowed to do it. And not only that, the Ramah says you can do it before the meal for the end of the meal. A housewife is allowed to prepare her fruit salad, even though it might involve peeling, which involves boira, and making egg salad, whatever it might be, all mutter, before the meal. As long as within the time, it's the time span just before the meal, that's permitted. So the question is, interesting question. What happens if a person's got a knife, which has got in a drawer? The knife is in the drawer with an assortment of other cutlery. Knives, forks, and spoons, etc., all mixed together. And he wants to take out, he or she wants to take the knife out of the drawer to cut a cake. Now that, you want to cut the cake half an hour before you're eating it. Yeah? Now half an hour before you eat the cake, you can't do baira. You can't do baira half an hour, you can do a baira just before. Unless you need half an hour for the preparations, that's something different. But if you only need, it takes you 2 minutes to cut the cake, yeah, you're not allowed to pull the cake out of the mixture and then cut it up for half an hour's time. That's baira. That's baira, albeit biyad, with your hand, albeit without a keili. But it's not done somuch la'achira. So you can't do it half an hour beforehand. Question is, am I allowed to take a knife out of a drawer, which is mixed up, in order to cut a cake half an hour before the eating it. Yeah? Is that a difference? If I want to take the cake out of the cupboard, it's mixed up, I want to take it out for the sake of eating in half an hour, I'm not allowed to do that. Because I can't do boira unless it's the directly before I'm eating. But am I allowed to take a knife which is mixed up with other cutlery and use it to cut a cake now, which I need in half an hour's time? Do you say that I'm using it for eating, which is half an hour's time, so it's not called, it's not close to the actual usage? Or do you have to say no? I'm taking the knife out to use the knife. You're allowed to do boira to use an item, and I'm using the knife, so I don't look at the achila, the eating that I'm doing later. You look at the usage of the knife, and the usage of the knife is now. So Falk held its mutter. You're allowed to take a knife out in order to use it, because the use of the knife is, it's doing its function now. Its function now is to cut the cake. The fact that the cake's only been eaten half an hour is not negeya. It doesn't matter, because just as you're allowed to take out clothes to wear them, if I want to wear clothes and I mix it up, so I take out, I've got my jacket mixed with a few other jackets, take it out to wear it, I'm allowed to do that, because I'm taking out somuch lehishtavshus. Somuch doesn't have to be dafka before eating. Boir is mutter for usage as well. Lav dafka eating. Any usage that I'm using an item for is an allowance to go and do boir for. So I can take out a jacket to wear it. So in the same way I can take out a knife to cut with it. The fact that I'm only eating a cake in half an hour doesn't matter. That's fine.
If this is the way you prepare a meal on Shabbos, isn't it like the same as preparing the fruit salad and stuff like that?
It depends. Only the time span you need for that time. If it takes
half an
hour,
it's not.
There's no rule of half an hour. It has to be the amount of time. If you're preparing a meal which takes you an hour to prepare, then you're allowed an hour. If it's always the time, you've got to be involved in it and not in other things. So cutting a cake, yeah, if you've got a whole load of 20 other things to do, then you're allowed to cut back. You're allowed to do whatever you like.
Because it takes half an hour. Doing whatever you need to do is not so.
Only just before the meal. You can't do it. Either only just before the meal. It has to be you continuing your activity of achana all the way till the actual meal. Yeah? So to cut cake half an hour before and then go to rest or go for a walk is also. But to cut the, to do the boira on the knife for the sake of cutting the cake, that is permitted.
Didn't cut the
swara.
I'm not using the knife now.
You are using the knife now.
Why?
Because you're using the knife to cut your cake.
When? Now.
But not now.
Yeah. No, I'm cutting the cake now. I'm not cutting the cake in half an hour. No, you can't take the knife out of the drawer. No. I'm taking the knife out of the drawer to cut the cake now. I'm only going to eat the cake in half an hour's time.
Oh, that's something else.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're allowed to cut the cake now.
That's what we say. You're allowed to cut the cake now because your hishtamshus with a knife is to cut the cake.
But only if I need a half an hour for cake cutting.
No. Even if I don't need half an hour, even if I only need 2 minutes, it's still mutter because what I'm doing now is I'm cutting the cake. Yeah? That's called hishtamshus in its own right. Just as you're allowed to take a jacket out in order to wear it. Yeah?
Because, later.
No. Yeah, no. I need to wear my jacket now. I'll take it out right now. So I want to cut that cake now. So it's called my shtamshus is now. You don't look at it, yeah, the end product. I'm only going to eat it in half an hour's time. You look at it. I'm doing it's a chiddush, but you need to have the plates of Rebbe Falk, and then he held that smuta because since you're doing, it's called it's a self-contained shtamshus. He didn't look at the cutting the cake as being just as a hakdama for eating. Cutting cake is something on its own, and I'm taking the knife out to cut the cake, that's called I'm using it now.
So can I sort the cutlery in order to lay the table now, when I'm going to eat in 3 hours' time?
That you cannot do, because you have no te'elet from a laid table. There's no hishtamshas. You're not doing anything with that before. You're not doing anything, you're just putting it on the table. That's not called using it. Using it if it's doing a job for you, yeah? Moshe, if you like the table, say it nicely set with the cutlery on, it'll be mutter. Right? It's doing a job for you. So to take a knife and cut something, that's doing a job for you. Yeah? But just taking it out and putting it, for instance, you need to go to a shiur. You've got a shiur in half an hour's time, and your wife's going to be using the room just before the shiur. So you want to take something out, the sefer was all mixed up, to take off half an hour. That's also, because you're not using it now. You're just taking it out now. Right? Yeah, by shaking to cut the cake now, you're using the knife now to do an activity with it, that's using it. It's an activity. To cut that, as long as you're doing an activity now, something which is giving you, it's giving you a te'eles now. You have cut cake. You have a lay table. A lay table is not. You're not doing something with a knife and fork. It's creating a matzah. It's not doing something. You need to have, you know, that's he held.
Because the last year the Rav spoke about laying a table. The wife who wants to go to shul.
Yeah.
And she wants to lay the table before she goes to shul.
Yeah.
And she has a satisfaction in knowing the table is laid.
That's what I spoke tachis? About. That's not tachis. Yeah,
that's also. Not called tachis.
It's also to do that. No, it's also. You can't lay it and then go out and come back. Because
the table,
no, lay the table. I'm talking it's mixed. I'm talking now you're forced to mix.
You want to
unmix them. You want to sort them out and not lay the table. And you're going out. That's the eldest also gomor, because there's no te'eles now, unless the family members are like very happy that it looks gishmak. It's a nice Shabbos avira or something. If it adds to the Shabbos avira atmosphere, ain't a chanama. But she's laying table going straight out of the house. Yeah, then that's not a heter. Because that's not called using it now. It's very dachas thing. That's the hell. It's cutting a cake, yeah, that's called using it now. What? Because you've got cupcake. The te'eles is to have cupcake. That's a Rufalk of Galton. That's called the te'eles now. That's called, you've got cupcake.
I've got a beautiful
lay
table.
Yeah,
and Chanama. She goes out, she's got a lovely lay table.
You're using the item to create something. You're making something, albeit you use it later on, but you're making something. It's called ishtamshas. That's not ishtamshas. It's not ishtamshas because you're not using it to create something. You call it ishtamshas. I asked him something else. I asked him, what would he say if I want to flavor my potato salad, or whatever it is, with chayes and pepper, lomazogdin, yeah? Pepper in the cupboard. The pepper's all mixed up. I want to flavour it now to eat the potato salad in half an hour's time. Is that allowed?
How mixed up could it be?
Yeah, let's say it's completely mixed up. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's mixed up. No, very mixed up. Very mixed up. The main thing is we're not mixed up. Yeah, it can be mixed up. It picks up. What do you eat? So he says that's osa. So that's osa. I thought it's mutter because I'm using the pepper to flavour the potato salad. I'm using it now. I'm now creating potato salad. He said no. Since you're using the item later. Yeah, you're using the pepper later. You look at it as being, it's just I'm doing it for later. No, but I'm not using a knife later. The knife, I'm not using it. I'm not using the knife later. The knife has been used now. That's the end of it. The ishtamshas of the knife is one thing only, to cut the cake. And then it goes back in the cupboard. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You look at it has to be somach l'ishtamshas. The din of somach l'achila yeld is somach l'ishtamshas, and not somach l'achila. Yeld is mutant.
For later. You're just not allowed to do boyer.
Unmixing the cutlery, you're not using it now. The main te'elis of the cutlery, is to eat it later.
The main te'elis of the pepper is to use it later. That's also the pepper.
But the cutting the cake with a knife is mutter, because that knife comes out of the drawer and I cut the cake and I put it on the side. I finish with a knife.
But the pepper you also use straight away.
Yes, but the main thing of the pepper is eating later. The main thing of the pepper is for later. You're just flavouring now. That's called as being later. Mashenkin taking the knife and cutting the cake with it, you look at it, the main te'elis of the cutting knife is for now. The knife goes away, I finish with it. So its usage is now. So I've taken it out, Breira, for its usage, which is now. Its usage is for now.
And I put the pepper away as well.
No, we eat the pepper later. You know, we eat it later. Yes, but I'm eating the knife I'm using now. This is the knife. It's not